This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
The draft is just 35 hours, 57 minutes, and 45 seconds away. Joining us now to get into it is our Steelers insider, all-around good guy. He's super tapped in. It's Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and he's so important, he is sponsored. Brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally.
That sounded good, huh, Ray?
he's so important, Crowley will butcher the sponsor. The sponsor, by the way, LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Nailed it. You know what? The first time didn't work out so good with the Steelers either. When they took Kenny Pickett, might the second time be the charm, Ray? Shedeur Sanders, 21st overall. What are you thinking? What are you hearing?
Yeah, maybe Omar can nail this pick. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Right now, guys, I'm like 70% it's going to be a D lineman. But, you know, to break it down further, probably 15% running back and then probably 15% quarterback. That's kind of where I am right now. I am acknowledging that Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart could be that guy. And, you know, I just think what's going on in the last week, you know, and I don't want to read too much into what Mike said yesterday, but I don't remember Mike ever, like, talking in detail about a college prospect the way he did in that forum yesterday. So we'll see if it's a smokescreen or not, but where there's smoke, there might be fire. And I am acknowledging that quarterback is a possibility at 21.
Okay, so I just want to nail this down here, Ray. 15% if a quarterback is there, or factoring in that those guys might be taken?
Yeah, factor in everything. Like, I just think that D-line is probably still going to be their target. But let's see those guys are off the board. Let's say that there's such a high grade on Shedeur Sanders over their D-lineman that, you know, maybe they would end up taking Sanders if they have that grade on them. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I think Omarion Hampton, Shedeur Sanders, I think they're as much in play as a guy like Derek Harmon, Kenneth Grant, or Walter Nolan.
What if it is Omarion Hampton? What would you say? How would you feel about that pick at 21?
I kind of feel the same way that I would about taking a quarterback at the same portion of the draft, right? Kenny Pickett was pick number 20. I think Najee was like 22 or 24, something like that. And, you know, it would be like, okay, we're over that trauma or whatever you want to say about a failed first round pick, and we're going to do it again. Now, I do think running back is a little bit different than quarterback. You know, I think Hampton is the better prospect than Najee Harris. I think he has more explosiveness. I think there's more big playability there, but it is still a running back, and those guys get banged up more. They got more touches, you know, than any other position. There's a higher risk of injury. So even though I think Hampton would be a good choice, he's a better prospect than Harris, I think you have to acknowledge the risk that there is taking a running back in the first round.
Ray Fittipaldo with us, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. your hometown home and business security company. We know the Steelers have the 21st overall pick in the draft. They have the 83rd pick. If you're a betting man, Ray, do you think they get another pick somewhere between 21 and 83?
Yeah, I think they would like to, but, you know, it's you have to have somebody who's willing to move up. And then the most important part of that equation is if you trade down five spots, like, you better have five targets that you would be happy with. And, you know, I think you guys heard Mike and Omar talk about it yesterday during the news conference. They are so heavily invested in the draft process. Like, they go around to these pro days and they bring these guys in. They spend a lot of time with them. And Mike was saying yesterday, invariably, we are going to like someone where we pick in the first round just because they get to know these guys so well. So, yeah, trading back is a possibility, yes, but there would have to be the right circumstance in order for that to happen.
Ray, do you think, regardless, that the Steelers will take a quarterback in this draft outside of the first round?
Yeah, you know, it certainly seems that way with the guys that they, you know, brought in for visits and the work they did on the pro day circuit, but the draft would have to fall a certain way. Like, the guy they would want, like, in the third round would have to be there. So, you know, let's say, I think the way it broke down, they brought in four and they went to four or five pro day. So, you know, there's nine quarterbacks that they scouted. I don't know how many that they really, really like. Chances are they probably don't like nine out of nine. Maybe they like three out of nine, maybe like four, five out of nine. So the draft would have to fall the right way. I think they're going to take a quarterback, but I can certainly see the draft unfolding in a certain way and then not taking one. And then you just go the free agent route, you know, who's left among the free agent quarterbacks, and, you know, you fill out your roster that way.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We have to ask you an Aaron Rodgers question at some point, but I don't feel like doing that now. So Walter Nolan, Kenneth Grant, Derek Harmon, three defensive linemen. You figure at least one of those guys, maybe all three, are there at 21. Who do you like best, and who do you think's the best scheme fit for the Steelers, Ray?
Well, I think Harmon and Grant probably the best scheme fits. Probably have to use your imagination a little more with Kenneth Grant because they haven't really had that type of a body type on their line in quite some time. I think he would end up being your base nose, but if you take him that high, he's also going to bump out and play three technique and some other spots in sub packages. And we've talked about this before. Harmon, same body type as Cam Hayward, little different type of a player. He's not a Cam Hayward prototype, but I think learning behind Cam would be a tremendous opportunity for him. Nolan is the wild card. Nolan is he's the best athlete of that group, but he's a penetrating three technique, and they typically, you know, they don't usually have their three techniques play that style. Maybe they would change for him. Maybe they would ask him to, you know, to take on more blocks and read and react and that type of thing. But I think Nolan is probably the most athletic of that group. Nolan probably has the most potential, but there would have to be some adjustments made, I think, with their scheme if they took him.
No first-round quarterback for the Steelers, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't sign. So that means Mason Rudolph is the quarterback. You think he does well this year? You think he does good?
Yeah, I think they can win eight or nine games with Mason Rudolph. I don't know if that's enough to get you into the playoffs. I don't know if that's enough to get you a playoff victory. But I do not think that they would be a bad team with Mason Rudolph. You know, just being around that team, this will be, what, his sixth year in the NFL, seventh year in the NFL, sixth with the Steelers. And just being in that locker room, those guys just gravitate towards him. Even when he was like the backup quarterback, those guys in that locker room just really liked playing for him. So I think there would be that, you know, that good chemistry vibe with him. I think he's a good enough quarterback that they wouldn't fall off the face of the earth if, you know, if he had to start 17 games.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, same question, but with Aaron Rodgers. If they'd win eight or nine with Rudolph, how many do you think they'd win with Rodgers? And where do things stand with the mercurial quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably a chance to win one or two more games with Aaron Rodgers. And listen, maybe if you get the right matchup in the playoffs, he can get you a playoff win. You know, the thing everyone wants to know about Rodgers now is there a deadline? And it just doesn't – it certainly doesn't seem like there's a deadline for him. And I think eventually there will be one for the Steelers, but we've been talking about it for weeks. Everyone thought, oh, it's going to be the draft. Well, it's not the draft, okay? Now everyone's pointing towards OTAs. I mean, OTAs make sense because you would want him to get that extra 3 weeks with his receivers and his line in May and June. But, you know, I could also see a scenario where they let him walk in at a later point and they roll with him there. Now, that wouldn't be ideal, but I just don't get the sense that the Steelers are all that bothered by sitting around and waiting. I think they have more information than we do, and I think they're willing to let this play out a little bit.
Ray, this was wonderful. I cannot wait to talk next week about guys that are on the Steelers roster. I guess one more thing, actually.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones says he's got a couple of big-time deals he's working on right now. I find it funny. Like, Omar Khan didn't want to say Jack. Like, Tomlin would expand a little bit. Omar didn't want to say Jack. Well, Jerry Jones, what does he care? He's drinking Johnny Walker Blue on his yacht somewhere, probably as we speak right now. He says, yeah, we're working on two big-time trades. People have tried to connect dots, like Trey Hendrickson for the Bengals is available. Maybe Tyreek Hill. How about George Pickens? Do you think he'd be on the move?
Yeah, listen, every GM is open for business if you give them a great offer that they can't refuse. But, I don't know that the Steelers are going to get that type of an offer for George Pickens just because of some of the baggage that comes with him. But, yeah, listen, if you can get a second-round pick for George, I think they would do that. But if not, I think they're more than happy to carry him on the roster going into the season and hoping he has a good final year with the Steelers before he heads off in free agency.
Raymond, this was wonderful. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you for your time.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, buddy.